Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Brianna. May I please have the zip code?
23150.
23150.
Yes.
Online. May I please have the first and last name?
Sally Jefferson. Sally Bryant.
You said Sally Bryant?
Yes.
Could it be another name?
Unless you have Bryant Jefferson. My last name is really hyphenated. Sally Bryant Jefferson.
Okay. For security purposes, could you verify the shipping address?
5618 Annette Drive, Sandston, Virginia. 23150.
Thank you for information. As I take a look into your account, we have you for the mixer and it was for the bite tub, and your account has been canceled.
So that's why I was calling you all, because I been called about this where you think you're going to get something, but you don't get nothing. Then when you get your bill, you've been charged. So if anything was canceled, let me see, in May, let me, first it was April. April, y'all took $59.89 out of my Capital One account. That was April. In May, y'all took out $59.89. So now I'm trying to see.
We issued the full refund.
So why is the money still coming out of my account?
It's not coming out your account. You can call your banking institution because we issued a refund.
Let me see, because that one for April. Then May, it was another $59.89. So that's too much right there that you took out $59.89. Took it out in April, you took it out in May.
Okay, so we issue a refund.
So did you issue one for April and for May? Because it was taken out in April. It was taken out in April and it was taken out in May.
Now we issued the refund for May, and we issued that refund in full.
Okay, yeah, I see that one, but it was taken out. Wait a minute. The 59 was taken out on April the 12th, and then it was taken out on May the 11th. So it was taken, the 59 was taken out in April and May. So now let me see what they're taken out in June. Because I'm looking right at the statement. And I was wondering what it was and why it was still being taken out. And I still to be paying my bill, but it's still up here. The only one I got issued was one for 59. And you say this was for what? A mixer, right?
It was a meal plan that we have before for the bite tub, and it was for the mixer.
And who was that? That was through. That was some of that stuff on social media that was a trick thing to get people to spend money. Like I was going to get a mixer. Like I was going to get a mixer for $2. Yet and still, I never got the mixer, but I was charged that $59.89 two times. In April and in May. Now, the 59 got issued back one time only, but it was taken out more than one time.
And if you don't mind, let me place you on hold, okay?
All right, sure.
Okay, love.
You're in the hospital. You're reality. That's when you call the 30-year-old. That 1-800 hurt 123. Enemy X. You already.
and thank you for holding. What I can do for you is I'll go ahead and issue a refund. I'll go ahead and issue you one moment. I'll go ahead and issue a refund for $55, okay?
So gonna issue how much?
$55.
But are y'all gonna still keep charging my Capital One for the same problem, and I have to keep calling?
No, ma'am. We will not charge you anymore.
Well, if you do, I'm gonna have to keep calling because it don't make no sense.
Yes, ma'am. I mean, you did not get charged. This is the old charge that I'm refunding.
Okay, so my statement that came for July, that I pay in July, see right here on that statement, it was another $59.89. But I'll wait till the next statement comes and I'll see if it's still up there.
Okay, and I have the cancellation confirmation whenever you're ready.
Okay, I want to make sure everything get canceled for this that I don't know about and no more money is coming out of this account. All right, the cancellation number is?
C as in Charlie.
Okay.
920.
Okay.
20899.
20899. All right, so let me see. The day is what? The 12th. Okay. 712. All right, I'll see what happened on my next statement. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for calling, Coach. Sir, have a wonderful day.
All right, you too. Bye. Bye.